Welcome everybody, shir number 1413 in the writing, it's shir number 565, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we're in the middle of the halachas of Kadima, Brachas, priority and Brachas. I just want to go through some more exemptions. We spoke a little bit about it in the past, but it's important to keep in mind when these halachas do not apply. So, if the way of the world, one way is, if the way of the world is to eat a certain way, then we say that priority and brachas would not apply. In other words, kadima b'brachas does not apply if that's the style of the way people eat. What do we mean by that? For example, where it is customary to eat the first course, for example, an appetizer. I sit down to eat my dinner, and I'm not washing for bread, but first I'm going to eat an appetizer. I'm going to eat possibly fruits, which are ho'eitz or hadama. And I eat that ahead of the second course, because usually the appetizer comes first. So one is not required to give priority to the second course, even though the second course might have some mazonos in it, right? You might have pasta, whatever. You might have something mazonos on a higher level of bracha, but it would take precedence. But in this case, since the fruit cup, which is the first course in the appetizer, and the main course is a mazonos, the bottom line is it's all in front of you now. So, but really, I should make the mazonos. But then we're going to say no. Even though the mazonos is in front of you, the person may disregard the mazonos in this case and make the bracha on the fruit cup first. This is due to the fact that in general, people usually eat the appetizer before the main dish. Right? The average normal person is not going to say, "Well, let me eat the main dish and whatever mazonos, chicken, whatever is there, and then I'll go back to the appetizer." You're allowed to eat in the regular way, the regular style of eating. And I did not wash. If I wash for bread, so everything is inclusive. And appetizers are a little bit questionable, but let's say the only things that are not inclusive in general is desserts, fruits, and these type of things, candies, chocolates, all that, you have to make a separate bracha. But so again, appetizer is separate, is questionable. We're not going to get into that right now. But otherwise, the main staple foods are all covered under the bracha. But we're talking about a case in time where there was no, we're not washing for bread, there's no hamotzi. So I'm going to make separate brachas on everything. So I'm allowed to make the hadama or the ha'etz, whatever the appetizer is, before the main dish. So this is due to the fact that the generally people usually eat the appetizer before the main dish. Now, since that is the way the meal is eaten, one would not have to worry about the fact that the main dish is mazonos, which technically has to come before the ha'etz or the hadama. You don't have to worry about that. Okay. Okay. The same thing, for example, would apply if one is eating a main dish of meat. I have meat and potatoes. That's my main dish, meat and potatoes. Even though the dessert, which is cake, right? Let's say that was put down in front of the person. Here's your main dish. You have the meat and potatoes. Fine. And your dessert is going to be cake. Fine. And it's all placed in front of you, right? Let's say the wife gives it to the husband. She's going out. Puts it on the table for the husband. Here's your main dish. Fine. The meat and potatoes. And here's your dessert, the cake. So one second. Now I have it in front of me. I'm going to make a bracha. I'm not washing for bread right now. I'm making separate brachas. So one second, I'm mazonos in front of me. So we know the halach is you have to make a bracha on the mazonos first, right? But in this case, again, the same thing would apply. So the same thing would apply, for example, if one is eating a main dish of meat and potatoes, even though the dessert, which is cake, is sitting out on the table in front of them at the time that they made the hadama, and then the shahakal on the main dish. First, you have to make hadama on the potatoes, and then you have to make a shahakal on the meat or chicken, whatever it is, on the main dish. So that would not be a problem, and since it's the normal way of eating, you don't have to go ahead and make the mazonos first just because it's there. In general, you do, right? I just want to make it clear. I sit down to eat a few different things. There's something mazonos. I'm going to have a snack, piece of cake, fruit, and I'm all doing it at the same time, and this is what I'm eating. So then you have to make the mazonos first. But since it's a regular meal over here, and the regular way is to eat the main dish first, so then you have potatoes and meat. Hadama comes before shahakal, so you make the hadama on the potatoes, shahakal on the meat, and on the chicken, whatever it is. And then when you're done, when you're finished, you can go ahead and make the mazonos on the cake. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and bracha, Kol Tov.